taking action on gun reform. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The House has voted to raise the minimum age to 21 for buying semi-automatic weapons as it takes up several gun bills in response to the mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. Earlier today, a young survivor of the Texas shooting shared her story with a congressional panel.
Fourth grade student Mia Cedillo detailed the moment her teacher made eye contact with a gunman inside Robb Elementary School last month.
Told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head.
Mia says the shooter then killed her classmate.
I thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood and put it all over me.
She told her story to the House Oversight Committee in a recording at a hearing on gun violence that also included testimony from the parents of a student killed in that Uvalde, Texas shooting and the mother of a survivor of last month's mass shooting at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man arrested early this morning near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after threatening to kill him. Nicholas John Roski of Simi Valley, California, is charged with attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice. Former President Trump and his children, Don Jr. and Ivanka, will testify under oath next month in the New York Attorney General's civil investigation into the Trump Organization, unless the state's highest court steps in.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is investigating whether principals at the Trump Organization lied about the worth of various assets. While the former president sued James, alleging her investigation was politically motivated, that case was dismissed. The judge said James opened her case in response to what Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, testified to Congress about in 2019.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, Dr. Mehmet Oz has won Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Arizona has executed a man convicted in the 1984 killing of an 8-year-old girl. Frank Atwood died by lethal injection at the state prison in Florence for the killing of Vicki Lynn Hoskinson, whose body was found in the desert. A formal policy now requires immigration officials to consider U.S. military service when deciding deportation issues.
Homeland Security officials have issued a new directive to Immigration and Customs Enforcement that military service records have to be considered when deciding whether to force non-citizen veterans to be deported. It's been the policy for years, but hadn't always been followed. The Military Times reports that it also requires training on veteran deportation cases and mandatory tracking and reporting. A 2019 Government Accountability Office report found that 250 non-citizen veterans were under deportation threat between 2013 and 2018, and 92 of them were ultimately deported. It also found that agents were not asking about military service, and some didn't know they were supposed to. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Target is canceling orders from suppliers, particularly for home goods and clothing, and further slashing prices as it looks to clear out inventory out of the fall and holiday shopping season. The announcement coming as Americans shift spending habits post-pandemic from spending on their homes to nights out and other pre-pandemic routines. Live PD is coming back with a new name and a new network.
On Patrol Live will premiere this summer on Reels, the independent cable and satellite TV channel airing on Friday and Saturday nights, once again following police officers on patrol in real time. Host and executive producer Dan Abrams tells The Hollywood Reporter he'd been advocating for the show to return, explaining it was just a question of finding the right partner. A&E canceling the show in 2020 amid civil unrest and protests against police brutality.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.